Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Getting to the bottom of the story in the middle of the day.
Former chapter head of the Turkey Association.
Hello, Walter.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Go to 98.5thesportshub.com for all the latest coverage on the NBA Finals between the Celtics and the Warriors, but also download our app and stream us anytime, any place on your mobile device. Tell your smart speakers to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Do all of that. Right now, story at the top of the page, Alex Barth, the NBA Finals X Factors, Celtics and Warriors players to watch in the series. Top of his list is Marcus Smart, by the way. I don't know if it was ranked necessarily, but Marcus Smart is the start of the story. He says, I know there's a lot of Celtics fans that probably don't want to hear this, and somewhere out there, Adam Jones is probably trying to delete this take from the station's website. But Marcus Smart has a real chance to be the pivotal player in the series. That's not to say he'll be the best player or highest scoring player or anything like that, but his skills on the defensive end of the floor and whether or not he's healthy enough to play up to his potential defensively will go a long way in determining what kind of series this is. Maybe that's what the people yesterday were trying to say when they were calling in saying Marcus Smart was better and more important.
I think Steph Curry is to the Warriors. I think they really believe that.
I bet they did. 617-779-0985. Again, read that whole piece at 98.5thesportshub.com. Let's go back to your calls. Randy's in Tennessee. Hi, Randy.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
No problem.
I wanted to say that you guys aren't giving the Celtics enough credit, man. Look who the teams they went through. They beat the three best teams in the NBA, not just in the East, the NBA, and I'll stand on that. They are not afraid of Golden State. I think it's the other way around, and you mark my word, they're going to beat Golden State in six, and the people that are picking against them knows that because they are afraid of the Celtics. It's their time. The hardest part is getting there. That's why they were celebrating in Miami, because they got through the door. They've been knocking on that door, and they're there now, and nobody's going to stop them.
You cannot make the case that the Heat or the Nets are better than the Warriors. You cannot do it. Nope. You can play that game with Giannis and the Bucks. They just won a title. They also did it with Chris Middleton, who didn't play in that series. You can make a case there. That one makes sense to me. You're not going to convince me that this team they're playing in this series is not better than the one they just played in the last.
The Nets backed into the playoffs.
Yeah, come on, please.
But as if he's going to accuse us of not giving him enough credit. What did he pick, the Celtics in six?
I don't know. Yeah. I picked the Celtics in every series to this point.
I got the Celtics in four. Who's not giving him enough credit now?
Let's go to Gus on the Celtics' inconsistency. Hi, Gus.
Hey, Bertrand. How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Okay. I love listening to you. You're always spot on. Zolak, on the other hand, he gives me heartburn.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Let's just one out.
Ajita.
The inconsistencies I'm talking about, I hear there's 2 points. One I hear everybody speaking of, and that's turnovers. We all get that. But the point I'm trying to make here that I never hear from anybody is their shot selection. Okay? They get up and they use their 3-point shooting to get up 10, 15, 17 points, like in Game 7 against Miami. And what do they do after that? They continue and they start clanging the threes and they let the team back into the game. Why not just drive the net, go for the net, get the fouls, get the high percentage shots, keep it going? Instead, they just keep tossing up the threes, clang, clang, clang. I got hair down to the bottom of my back. I almost pulled it out of my head watching them on Game 7 Friday night. They're up 17 points, and they just kept clanging the threes after that.
You know? I wonder if the longer your hair is, the more it hurts to pull out.
Mm. That's what you wonder?
I mean, he gives us that thought, that visual.
Well, it's the...
Never get your eyebrows trimmed?
I think the scalp pain is the same, but it could yank your entire neck back.
To have a bad neck injury after that.
Right.
To his point, though, the Celtics have had a real problem protecting leads. They have.
And when it comes to chucking up the threes, this is a combination of analytics. They've determined it's better to have a lower shooting percentage shooting threes than it is to get in close and try and make twos or even the and one. Just analytically, you're going to score more points, shoot more threes if you got the right guy shooting them. And here's the other thing they don't talk about as much. It's a lot more work. But it's a lot more work to go inside and bang bodies and try and get open down in the paint and do all that stuff. That's tough. You know it's a lot easier.
Shoot
it out here. There's no one near me.
Yeah, shoot a three and then already be backpedaling to get back on defense to limit some of those transition points. So you might see more of that in this series. But I could tell you that throughout this playoff run, Gus, to your point, the offensive starters, and I mean plays, not the starting lineup, the starters, the things that have gotten them going again have been some of those 12-foot jumpers, right? Like just, okay, get a basket. You've seen that. You've seen that from Brown. You've seen that from Tatum. You've seen it from Smart. The starters, the things that sort of get them back going in the right direction has when they've made an effort to get the two and not settle for the three. They've done it. It's not necessarily banging inside either. You know what I mean? That's not necessarily what it is. It's taking easy jump shots just to get the scoring going and sort of open up the gates. That's what they've done. Look at that. Just like this, we've got highlights.
Yeah.
We've got highlights of all kinds of 2-point plays by the Celtics. That right there that you're just watching. That. They've needed that to get going at times. And they certainly have needed more in terms of their fourth quarter offensive sets than what they gave you in the Miami series. Because they get away from it. They have Tatum with the basketball getting doubled and then the shot clock runs down and he's hurried to try and do something with it. They can't put themselves in those spots in this series. Let's go to who's been waiting here? I want to make sure we're not letting people die on the vine here. Matt's in the car. Hey, Matt.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
To stop this series, the composure of the Celtics is going to be something to watch because you're going against a team that's been there before. There's no nerves with this group, with the Warriors. They're going to come in calm. They know exactly what to do with their home crowd behind them. And, the previous call talked about shot selection. They are guilty of ball watching. And when the Celtics are best when they get out and run. And they got to be careful not to try to play the game that the Warriors do, where they're just going to sit there and chuck threes for 7 games. The Celtics are an undisciplined team. And their success of, shooting the ball well from outside, they do become a slave to it. And they decide to just kind of stick with it, even when it's not working. So I think Udoka's got to watch that a little bit, be selective with his timeouts to stop these runs, because game one can get away from them real quick if they come out tight.
And be selective with the challenges. That's something that I think from a coaching perspective is an easy one to track, which is what are they willing to burn their challenge
right.
in? And don't use it too early. Keep it in your pocket.
Keep it obvious. Make sure. Okay, that's a bad call right there. That one went off his foot or something.
Yeah, but even if you've got to weigh whether or not it's worth challenging, even if you know you're going to win the challenge.
Yeah.
You've got to worry about a bigger, more important play later in the game that you're going to need. that's sort of that balance there. Just because you know you'll win the challenge doesn't mean it's a good reason to use it. And I think the Celtics have used it on some plays that were obviously not worthy of being challenged. Marcus Smart, Grant Williams, these guys love to look at the coach and tell them to challenge it. Grant Williams had that one. Was it game six? Which game was that?
No, it's something.
You hit him on the elbow and you're like, dude, what are you even bothering challenging this for?
We never got into this. Them adding that three-pointer as a two-pointer. It was like 4.5 minutes after the play happened.
Yeah, because I still haven't seen a definitive view that it wasn't. I'm surprised they overturned it. They should not have overturned
it. Because you don't know if like, his heel is up above the tape or not. You know what I mean?
It looks like
the hill's over.
They may have been right, but they should not have overturned that.
Take some balls.
It just wasn't definitive.
After. Right.
Minutes later, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
Yep. Philip is in Winchester. Hi, Philip.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. Thanks for taking the call. You guys hit the nail on the head when you were talking about Marcus Smart's comments earlier. And what I wanted to get your thoughts on is kind of an observation of the Marcus Smart that we need and the Marcus Smart that we sometimes get. And what I mean by that is the Marcus Smart that we need is defensive player of the year. Just like hustle, grit, distributing the ball. Like you saw that in the Brooklyn series when he decided to pass versus chucking up the three. But sometimes we get the Marcus Smart like in game seven where he's just shooting threes. He's taking more shots than Brown or Tatum. And it's just like infuriating to watch. And I guess my question to you guys is why is it so hard for Marcus Smart to adopt that role on the Celtics to be the best defensive player, to be facilitating some of the offense and not just turn on this switch where he thinks he's the best player on the team and that he's going to be, you know, the hero of each game. So just wanted to get your thoughts on, like, what Marcus Smart are we going to get going into the Warriors series?
Yeah, I don't think it's, like, deferring to which hero you're going to get. I think the problem with Smart there at the end of these games is when Tatum's getting doubled, you got to give the other team credit, right? Because their guys are going to fall off to help on Tatum. And of the other four guys on the court, who would you rather leave open to knock down a shot? It's Marcus Smart. So if there's something they can do where when Tatum has the ball that then he goes to Brown's side or somehow it goes through Brown to where if I'm going towards you, Jaylen, and I get doubled by your guy, at least Jaylen will be open for the kick pass. And it feels like they don't want to cover Smart. And they said, you want him to take it? Let him take it. And that's kind of how this has gone down in games five against the Bucks and game seven the other night.
And it's because he's more than just a defensive player, too. I mean, he does have some offensive game. It's just that his cold streaks seem remarkably cold when he's taking shots as opposed to Tatum or Brown.
I promise him taking shots during a game, but when it's money time.
He's not a terrible shooter. His regular season field goal percentage is about 42%. His field goal percentage is right around, his three-point percentage is right around 33. He doesn't stink. It's just when he misses a couple in a row and you're thinking, why is it Marcus taking these last two shots? Where are Tatum? Where's Brown?
I'd like to get back to that point that the caller made earlier about being nervous in this series, that the Celtics could go into this being nervous while the Warriors will not be. They've been there before. These guys have the experience of having played in the finals and they're at home to start the series. We'll talk about that. More of your calls as well as we get ready for the NBA Finals to get underway tonight right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub with Grandy and Max. 8:30 start time to the pregame tonight. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub.
By the way, Hattie, I like
he's the calming voice of the midday show.
You're siding with PK. Hey, shut up! I'm going to ask you a question, dumbass!
Hardy.
I've never seen him snap like that.
On Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Chelsea McDonald with WHDH in Boston. You know, so much has been said about experience coming into the NBA Finals. The Warriors are making their sixth finals appearance since in the past eight seasons, while no player on your team has competed on this stage. How much does experience really matter once you compete in the NBA Finals, though?
I think once you get out of the initial media circus and the intensity and how everything is much more exaggerated, obviously it's not much different when you get on the court. We have guys that are young but have been through a few Eastern Conference Finals already, and then our path this year, you know, two game sevens and playing some high-level teams and taking a tough route, I think that's prepared us more than anything. I coached in two finals my first 2 years in the league, got to a Western Conference Final as a player myself, and then we've had other coaches who have been through it and, you know, and won championships as well, and so we can kind of give our advice on what's to come, but once we get out there, I think what's really been good about our group is and not caught up in the moment. The game sevens, playing on the road, you see our record, and for more so than anything, it's just basketball. At the end of the day, that's what we try to stress, and I think that's a benefit of our group being so young and approaching it that way.
About the nerves in this series, about the pressure in this series, do you think I'm hearing the Pop Rocks on the
shut up. They're all gone.
Who gave you pop? No, they're not. I can see them. You've got them dumped out on the counter in front of you.
I spilled when I opened it.
Is that what happened?
You don't hear them.
Did it spill when you opened it, or did you open them and dump them on the counter?
No, they spilled when I opened them because it's like a weird package.
Who gave you Pop Rocks?
No, they're out there.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. Pressure in the series. Is there pressure on the Celtics to win?
No.
Is there pressure on Steph Curry and the Warriors to win?
Not really. They already did it.
So no one has any pressure to win?
I mean.
Who has more pressure in this series to win the series?
No.
Just to know.
If I had to pick one, I would
answer.
You know what?
I'll
Celtics.
Answer. It's the Warriors.
I'd say it's the Celtics.
It's the Warriors. They're the favorites, and Steph Curry is playing to prove that he can continue to win titles without Kevin Durant, and he's never won a titles MVP. And all those storylines that came up this week, the more they get talked about, the more he's playing for them. So the pressure is on the Warriors. They have home court advantage. They've got all the offense in the world. They've got Steph Curry. They've been there before. All of that stuff. They want to continue to build their legacy, continue to hang banners for that team, all of that. They have pressure. The Celtics are the young and upcoming team. They don't have the pressure yet. It's already a level of accomplishment already for this team being in this spot. Their turnaround, they're coming together, their play as a team, their coach as a first-year head coach who you just heard from is in the NBA Finals already in year one. Brad Stevens has made some savvy moves to help this team in year one as an executive.
Yep.
Like, they've already got something going for them.
There's no guarantee that they'll be back here regularly.
But that's the thing, and that's why I say Celtics have the pressure, because it was the comments by guys like Marcus Smart, like, well, if they didn't have LeBron, we'd have won the whole damn thing. Or Jaylen Brown sitting there talking to the reporter, like, we're going to win 3, 4, 5, we're going to win a bunch of these. They never got there yet. They're finally there. There's no guarantee you'll be back.
Who's going to be mad at the Celtics, though, if they lose? Who's going to be upset with them?
Who's going to be mad?
Who's going to call that some sort of choke if they lose?
Steph Curry's been here for a while, man. He's stamped.
If the Warriors lose, they're going to take crap for it.
Depends how they lose. Like, if the Celtics play their ass off and they look like the better team, I don't know how you sit there and you kill them. Unless they just choke two games away and you just, like, say they have 15-point leads and do what almost the Celtics did the other day.
So the other part, nerves going into the series, the Celtics should be nervous.
They should.
I have no problem with the Celtics if they're nervous going into game one tonight. If they're nervous about the level, right, what they've reached, they're nervous about the finals, about that stage, fine. Be nervous.
This is the game
it's
you
human.
Lose. This is the game you lose.
If you're not nervous, like we say about the Super Bowl or any other championship, If you're not nervous, you might have something wrong with you.
Yeah, leave.
It's about, do you then find a way to knock those nerves down in the first quarter? And by the time you get to the second quarter, you're forgetting all about your nerves, right? That's the thing of the past.
Yeah, I think so. And then you get to game two, and then here, it's a series now. We're off and running.
Or at least by halftime, the nerves are gone. Now it's just another game.
Ooh, just don't be down by
And some of that is coaching, by the way.
Sure.
And the experience of Ime as an assistant helps in this regard. So it's okay to be nervous at the start. You just can't be nervous at the end.
Say they run in transition. Say Golden State gets it going that way. But you got Rob Williams in the game, and he's going to give it a go. And he does not look good, and he looks like he did the other day. You got to get him out of the game.
Okay.
Like that type
if
of
he
stuff.
Plays.
Ime's got to be able to do that.
If he plays. 617-779-0985. Bob and Easton. Hello, Bob.
You know what I like about you guys?
Would you ever ask a woman or two women who's more pregnant? Because this question, I'm going to give you guys a little cheat sheet for Sports Talk Radio.
No,
you listen to me for a second. I have limited time. Who has more pressure? Both teams have the same amount of pressure.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Nope.
Okay, so to ask who has more pressure, when one of these teams loses, they both have the scrutiny. You have one team like the Celtics who could be the Oklahoma City Thunder, and you have the other, like the Warriors, that could be, you know, four out or three out of seven.
You know what, Bob?
Like LeBron. That's not what I call for. Well, go ahead, make your point. What are you going to say?
No, I was going to say, you are making a pretty good point here, because Beto asked the question, who has more pressure? I couldn't give you an answer, because I do think there's individual pressure and team pressure.
There's no more pressure on either team. They have the same pressure.
Beto made a point, and I made a point. But go ahead.
Okay. But here's the thing. This is what baffles me about this station.
Bob, let me ask you a question to continue this pressure thing. 2007 Super Bowl, Patriots, Giants. Who had more pressure in that one?
Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, well, that's not a good example. Because
it's a championship matchup.
Wait, yeah. Bob.
Well, hold on. So we're talking NFL. We're going to go football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. Hold on, Bob.
Come on, be bigger, better than this.
I got one for you, Bob.
No, you get Patriots against the Giants. Come on.
I got one for you, Bob. Thanksgiving dinner. It's Thanksgiving dinner. Who has more pressure when you walk into your family's house, you or your brother, on you?
My brother always does, because I'm always smarter. But here, listen. But here's what this is what baffles me about this station. Why do you guys make fun of Marcus Smart so much on the stuff he says? Forget about all.
Is that what everybody's angry about today? Is that really what everybody's angry about?
But Zoe, can you just for literally 2 minutes, please be quiet. Marcus Smart.
Long time.
Why is this guy not revered more than he is? He speaks the truth, and as a matter of fact, what Jason Tatum said.
So to be quiet.
Wow. Hardy has headlines. T-Bone will hang up on you if you call and tell Zoe to be quiet on his program. The Zolak and Bertrand show.
Zolak.
Bigger font, too. Headlines. Here we go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Opinionated.
Aferius is nautical.
And passionate.
Ignorance is bliss.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The world is a vampire. Sentimental. Secret destroyers.
Seek and destroy.
Hold you up to the flames.
Warriors.
Great tune. Why did we play that? Why are we talking about this? Off the
T-Bone
air.
And I were talking about
In November.
Sneak peek of what happens at 4 over on the other side.
Oh!
You'll get like one of those a day for me.
Okay, very good. I remember having the video, like in a giant hole pumpkin in the ground, head, trying to claw their way head out of it. Wasn't that what that video was? Do I remember that correctly?
He's bald, right?
Big bald. Oh, he is. There were rats in the cage there.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Despite all your rage.
617-779-0985, talking about the Celtics ahead of the series tonight. It begins the NBA Finals. Let's go to Joe, who's in Burlington. Hi, Joe.
Hi, I'm here with the take on Robert Williams. I think he's going to be the much-needed factor for the Celtics because I think Kevin Looney is not going to be able to keep up with him. I think Robert Williams is going to have the series of his life if he plays because he is just so unathletic, and Robert Williams is clearly the
superior. How Robert look on Sunday there? Just for leaps and giggles.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bam Adebayo is a way more athletic than, you know, Kevin Looney is.
I'm just talking about just watching him just stand in the paint and not move. Just not be able to run up and down a court. Limp, drag the leg. He's hurt. He does not look good right now. That's a concern going into the series. I'd love to be with you to where we had a healthy Robert Williams. Like, man, this guy could be the X factor. Because everybody's going to be worrying about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And, yeah, Marcus is good, but he's not going to hit everything. This guy could be a wrecker down in the paint. I can't see that right now. I don't feel that right now. I'd love to say that. He may not play tonight. Like, Scal talked about it. You know, Beadle brought it up. Party thinks he's crazy, but you know, for Scal to bring it up, like, I wouldn't play him till next Sunday. That's just now learning that
Gary Payton II is expected to be available tonight. He had been practicing earlier in the week. So for on the other side of the ball there for Golden State,
I got all that rest, man.
Brandon in Boston has an NBA Finals prediction. Uh-oh. Yes, Brandon.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my phone call. So of course I'm a green teamer, and I'm not only saying this because I'm a green teamer, but the Celtics are the best in this series, and shame on anybody doubting them. As far as nervousness goes, this team doesn't come off as a nervous team to me. Actually, this team are a bunch of sharks that's in the water that smell blood. I think they want this real bad. And let's talk about Steph Curry. Yes, he's an offensive guy, but we've seen him when he likes to chuck threes and they just don't fall for him. When that happens, the team gets dismantled. So for me, I think this is going to be Jaylen Brown's game because if they take the formula that they seen in the Grizzlies – attacking the paint, they had no answer for John Morant attacking the basket at will. You have to beat this team attacking the basket. This is Jaylen Brown's game. I mean, he's physical, and when he attacks the basket at will, you're going to have problems. I think.
What if Marcus Smart attacks the basket?
It's going to be big for this game.
What if Jaylen doesn't get the ball and it's Marcus Smart that attacks the basket?
That's good. I don't have a problem with Marcus Smart anymore. Marcus Smart has proof. I'm a Marcus Smart guy now. You know, I used to doubt him. I don't doubt him no more. Our Marcus Smart plays on both sides of the ball. I mean, on the floor now. So I have no problem with Marcus Smart. I think this is Celtics series to win.
Okay. I'm with you. Brandon is picking the Celtics and doubting that Steph Curry can, I guess, continue to consistently score.
I mean, it's just a clean sweep.
Here's my problem with Jaylen Brown and driving in. His handle. You got to protect the ball. You have to value the possession. And I don't think he's being reckless.
Right.
I just think his...
You're talking about half-court stuff. See, I think in transition,
forget the half-court. I'm talking once he's inside the three-point line, decides he's going to drive the lane, and maybe he's even looking to ditch sometimes, and he just loses it. How many balls did he get poked away from behind it? How many did he dribble off his own leg? Marcus Smart was maddening at times, too. Bounce passes into the shins of opposing forwards, and it's just, I mean, easy, guys. Easy. Every one of these possessions means something tonight.
Here we are, 11:44. Not one person has picked Golden State. On a callers. Like, it's clean sweep. Celtics in a row.
Yeah, how about Kamani in Rhode Island? Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
I think the pressure is close between the teams, but I think the Warriors have a little more pressure because I feel like when everybody was building teams to stop LeBron 5, 6, 7 years ago, I think Danny and the Celtics were preparing for something like this with the Warriors. And I also have 3 points that I think would be the major difference in winning a title or not. Mm-hmm. Would be the maturity level in the players, the health of Robert Williams, excuse me, and I think that the ball movement. I feel like the last few games, the ball's moved better with Derek White than with Marcus Smart.
Do you think the Celtics have the edge in the maturity level?
No, he's saying that it's going to be
a major factor.
They
can play mature.
Okay. 3-point plan.
3-point plan.
Maturity.
Who you got winning?
Ball movement. And another one that was in the middle. The mystery point.
Health of Robert Williams.
Health of Robert Williams. Thank you.
The health of Robert Williams.
Beadle doesn't think so. Beadle thinks they should sit him for the first couple few games of this series. Let him get right. Maybe be back for game four.
They're down 3-0.
Yeah.
That's not at all what I said. Thank you.
You want to sit him tonight, though?
If he's going to be the same player he was in Game 7, yes, sit him tonight. That didn't help them all that much in that game.
I have a slightly different attitude on that. Be better than you were in Game 7. You're playing. You better be better than you were in Game 7.
Thank God you're not the coach.
Oh,
go see the trainer.
You feel about the same?
Go see the trainer.
Well, you better not play the same. Get out there. It's the finals. We're playing Golden State. Let's go.
617-779-0985. How about a review of Top Gun Maverick, Hardy? What do you say?
Oh, sure.
To take a quick Celtics break before we get back to the calls?
Like a 2-minute review.
No spoiler Top Gun Maverick review.
Yeah, these guys went to the movies last night.
We did. We went to the movies last night on the...
Wait, together?
Yeah.
No, the whole pool family, and then Beetle showed up, and we're like, oh, boy, here we go.
What'd you eat?
What really happened?
I went to the movies with Hardy and his family.
Ugh. Did you get to dog sit for him?
I did not dog sit. You didn't get the invite, T-Bone? What happened?
He was home with the dog.
Oh. We'll get to that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring.
Here are Zolak and Bertrand.
Where else does that happen?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was nice. I had a little visit from Santa Claus here for a second.
Oh, that's not nice. Hardy and I went to the movies last night.
I took my family to the movies and Beatles showed up.
You invited me to the movies and you purchased me a ticket.
I did.
And you said you didn't even have to ask because you knew that I would go. And I did, of course.
Well, we talked about it. You wanted to go.
Yeah, I said, if you're thinking about it, I'll go.
Zoe, we knew he wasn't going to go.
I would have gone.
I may have been.
I tried the Randolph.
Yeah, it's too far for you.
Too far for me.
Too far
I have so many movie theaters by me.
I got time.
Plus, you know how Zoe, when he goes to the movies, it's a big deal. Everyone recognizes him and says, oh, my God, it's Scott Zolak at the movies.
I told you, we can't walk in. Three of us cannot walk in there together.
I literally thought about you not being able to sit still for 15 minutes of previews and then nearly a two-hour movie. Like, how can you sit through a movie?
Yes.
You can.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the reverse ADD.
All right.
I love sitting like in the Lux upstairs where you just sit there, eat and drink.
Without offering any spoilers, I will tell you that the film is better than the original. It's better written.
Come on.
It is better written. There is better character development in the movie. There is obviously better cinematography that we are 35 years after the original. It looks better. It It's good. Tom Cruise is excellent in it, playing his older version of himself from the original. It's very well done.
Yeah, I will say this. If you're planning on seeing it, with anybody who has not seen the original, you have to see the original.
You've got to see the first one.
It's a must. I made the kids sit down and watch the original two nights ago, and thank goodness, because there were many references to things from the first movie. So that is a must. I also thought it was very good. I do think it's too long.
Whoa!
2 hours, 11 minutes.
Ooh, that is a long one.
And next time, feel free to contact me. Editing. I know I can think of two scenes immediately that you could almost cut entirely.
I did not realize it was that long.
It was that long. So.
It didn't feel that
no
way because it was enjoyable.
Not an issue. I mean, honestly, the way it's shot and of course, there are over-the-top ridiculous moments in it, but it's not like it's not Bruce Willis, you know, jumping a motorcycle off of a building like in some of the later diehards, like Michael Scott talks about how it's like, yeah. He turns it. No, it's not superhero stuff. It's pretty crazy over the top at times, but close enough to grounded enough believability to where you don't roll your eyes and say, oh, come on, please.
No, but they get away with it because of the original and because of what they're going for.
Yes.
That's why they get away with it.
Can I just say too briefly, and I wanted to say it to you last night when we were walking out, but I couldn't because I had, you know, with me.
Yeah.
Jennifer Connelly. Oh. Oh.
You're a big fan, huh?
Big fan.
You don't want your kids hearing that?
Yeah, exactly. I just didn't want them to see the fight between me and mommy. All I wanted to say with the Beatles, Jennifer Connelly. Huh?
Huh? She's new heartthrob, huh?
Are your pop rocks all gone now? What is this?
Song number two on the track.
Oh. Did you happen to notice what song was being played during the first big flight sequence, though, Beatle? Greatest rock and roll band of all time?
Kiss.
I believe during the first training run?
I don't recall.
The Who.
Yeah, but what song was it?
I believe it was Won't Get Fooled Again.
Oh.
Right?
No. It was excellent. The reviews are accurate. Go
yeah.
see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You saw the first one.
And IMAX, I don't know if I've ever seen an IMAX movie before.
I haven't seen anything that's actual like a movie. I remember going to IMAX and seeing like, you know, when it was sort of like a gimmick. Well, not a gimmick, but it was sort of an attraction, novelty, where you just saw like some massive...
Well, what's the one in the big surround screen? That's what I thought IMAX was. What's the one there where it's like, you know...
It sort of has a like curve over the top. That's the one I had seen before.
Okay.
The Mugar Omni Theater.
Yes, that's where I saw it. Like on the science museum, right?
I thought that was going to be it. IMAX is just a very big screen and the sound is crazy.
Is that more expensive? No, serious question.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to take the family to the movies last night and Uncle Beetle... Like $100.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
And that's without eating.
Oh no.
Wow.
And then of course we go right at dinner time. So the kids think they're there to order dinner. I'm like, really? Do you need the chicken fingers?
No, you don't.
Cause they're $47.
Really?
Are you sure?
Do you need the macaroni and cheese?
We missed the first two previews cause Beetle had to get his mac and cheese.
You serious?
No.
Can I tell you something?
That's recalling an earlier joke. So
so here's something I didn't know about the movies. You're allowed to put your own butter on your popcorn now. At least at the theater we were at last night.
And I got a trick
for you. Dispenser?
Oh, no. Is it the trick that Katie showed me last night? Oh, my God.
It's freaking brilliant. It is unbelievable.
You and Katie share a brain. So I'm putting the butter on the popcorn, shaking around. She said, get a straw. I'm like, what? It can't be a normal straw. You have to get one of the Slurpee straws and use the fat open end. But on the butter dispenser, you put that in there, shove the straw down to the popcorn.
Right in the middle of the popcorn.
Little popcorn. Take the straw out.
Fill it up.
And then do another section.
Other spots.
Different sections down
permeates
deep.
The
deep into the popcorn.
It's amazing.
Game changer.
How long did that take? 30 minutes?
Who cares?
You got butter. Well, we had on time where you were waiting for Beetle. He was
no, you were not waiting on me. You were waiting in the concession line. I walked in and you were still waiting for food.
Katie knows.
They were still waiting on chicken fingers.
Good for Katie.
Yeah. Can't get caught up in that line dealing with that. Can't have that.
That's nice they let you get your own butter, though.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I get real stingy with it. Like, just get a little bit. Like, no, come on. Keep it
going. Oh, no. Took care of it. Zoe, you going to go see it?
I am. Probably in 2 weeks.
Me and Zoe.
No. Yeah, you guys should go.
No.
Me too. Me and Zoe and the kids.
How about you and Milliken?
I don't want to see anybody here, like, at the movie.
Oh.
Huh.
You can go to another movie.
The three of us.
Okay, I will.
But to the people who said they went and saw it again, I kind of get it. Just for the flight scenes. If I could just watch the flight scenes again, I would go do it.
Are the flight scenes not better?
Oh, my God.
They're so much better.
It's ridiculous how good they are.
So much better than the original.
It's ridiculous how good they are.
Did he hit the brakes on it again? Like,
I don't want to ruin anything.
I'm not spoiling anything.
It's not Maverick if he didn't hit the brakes. Like, pull up.
Like, the arc of the story in this movie is so much better than the first one. The first one was just sort of like a bunch of crap thrown
in
there.
It's fine. Look.
This is
the story and the plot, it's fine.
The plot's better in this one.
It's okay.
It's better. It's more of a...
Go see it now.
Start to finish. You should go see it.
I'm gonna.
Should go see it.
No chance.
Gotta get the kids to watch Top Gun.
You're not gonna go.
He's never gonna go.
Wife and I were talking about it last night.
She's gonna go?
Yeah, but we gotta get him to watch it.
Why? You and her can go.
I'm gonna take him, too. Family night.
He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go.
He wants to go. He wants to go see this one. But I'm like, you can't see
now
this
now you got
to
pay to rent the other one. It's off in Netflix. Ended on May 31st.
I got ways.
Oh, do you?
He's got ways.
Looch. VHS tape?
No.
The old Netflix DVDs.
Looch store. Buddy.
Going to get you a copy of the original Top Gun?
No. You hooked yourself up.
I don't know. Okay.
All right, then.
It's not how any of this works.
Let's get to headlines. We're back with more of your calls. More thoughts on the NBA Finals. Beginning tonight. Oh, of course, we have Top Gun calls now, too. We'll mix those in. Don't go anywhere. Bang the drum. Here are the headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.